One of the confusing aspects of being a parent with children at school is making sure you're across everything that's happening at school. Relying on your kids to tell you, well, that's not always great, and the same goes for paper newsletters, which is why many schools are now adopting digital communication methods to stay in touch with parents. To talk about what's happening in that space at the moment, with me via phone is Melissa Brideson, founder and creator of the School Stream app. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. So SchoolStream is one of the solutions out there for schools to better communicate with parents. Tell me exactly how it works and what it does.
Well, it replaces a lot of the existing traditional methods of communicating with parents, and that could be anything from a printed note or a printed newsletter through to our parent portals or emails or SMS messages. One of the big problems that parents face is that there's so many different platforms and ways in which communication is delivered. It's very hard to keep track of, particularly if you're a busy parent. The app actually brings everything into one place, so it's a nice little ecosystem with all the information you need at your fingertips.
Now, of course, SchoolStream isn't the only solution out there for schools wanting to move to a digital platform for keeping in touch with parents. But I have noticed that one point of difference that I really like with SchoolStream is that it does better cater for multicultural Australia. Can you tell me about that aspect?
We do have a large multicultural community here in Australia. And for those parents, they're reliant on children often to translate. And they often feel quite disconnected from school communities. With SchoolStream, they're actually able to translate into up to 80 different languages, and all the information in there is translated at the touch of a button.
Okay, so the ability to handle other languages is brilliant. Tell me about some of the other differences between SchoolStream and other products on the market that do similar things.
Two of the key differences are, especially that we have one app for all schools. So what this means is we're able to roll out updates and updates and new technology to all schools at the same time. With some other products, they have a one app per school. And what that means is when there's things like the iOS updates or there's new features that need to be rolled out, it's a lot harder to manage. And you can't deliver it to everyone at the same time. We make sure that every user of SchoolStream has the same experience. From there, we also have built our backend, which is where the administrators send out the information to the app. Instead of going with a custom content backend, we've built our technology on WordPress, which is now the leading CMS in the world. And it's open source, so WordPress is actually rolling out new technology all the time, and it means that we can embrace that technology and roll out additional features.
In terms of using SchoolStream as a parent, exactly how am I engaging with the schools? What am I seeing on my device, and is it in an easy-to-read format?
So you're seeing all school communications that you had traditionally received in a number of different ways. The app is designed around simplicity. So all categories are listed on the home page of the app, and you're able to clearly select which information you'd like to read about. Not only that, the product supports an opt-in and opt-out feature, meaning that not all parents want to receive all information relating to school life, so they're actually able to select different categories that are relevant to them.
Okay, now how many schools are currently using SchoolStream at the moment, or how many users do you have?
We currently have over 25,000 users and growing very quickly, and we're as far as Greece right now, so we're getting some international attention as well.
And have you been able to measure just how effective it has been with reaching parents?
Absolutely. So we keep a close eye on how each school is performing, and we're in touch with them regularly. But I can tell you that so far in 2015, we've had a 100% renewal rate from all schools that subscribe to the SchoolStream app, suggesting to us they're very satisfied with the results. Parent feedback is brilliant. In fact, I think parents prefer the product more than schools do. It's a make sense product. And I guess the other thing that it really addresses that's really crucial is that there's a lot of non-nuclear family arrangements in school life. And often, you know, mum gets the information and dad doesn't. And it can cause serious problems. And with the app, obviously, both parents are able to receive information without even needing to communicate to each other if that is a problem.
That does sound good, because I know from firsthand experience that, you know, your child's never going to bring home two newsletters, one for mum and one for dad. So it's great that it is available like that. So I guess there are schools still out there that are on an older system, maybe still handing out bits of paper, maybe just trying to do things via email. But I guess it is still up to individual schools to make the move across to something like SchoolStream. But what can parents do? I mean, contact their school and say, hey, can you come up with a better way of communicating with us?
Absolutely. We actually have quite a lot of parents that do get in touch with us, and we're able to contact the school on their behalf and, and demonstrate SchoolStream and the benefits to the school.
Okay, so for schools who are interested in taking up something like this, where do they start? Where do they go?
They can start by visiting our website. It's schoolstream.com.au. And from there, they're able to book in for a presentation, and we can show them through the app and how it works.
Excellent. Melissa Brideson, creator and founder of the SchoolStream app, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andy.